morning show at East Coast FM. Mick Brown is with us. He's a singer-songwriter originally from Blessington. We're going to play his song in just a second. But hello, Mick. How are you?
How are you doing, Declan? Great to be here.
Great stuff. And you grew up in Blessington, all that area?
That's right, yeah. It was just kind of on the Bolton Glass Road there. The house is gone now. It was beside Hughes's, you know, where Hughes's is, on the Blessington Road there. And yeah, it was a great childhood, really, you know.
And when did you get involved in the music?
It was late in life, actually. And, well, I was always at it from the age of 19 I started, but I kind of, yeah, I got into it more serious in the last few years, like kind of writing songs and recording them and putting them out there, you know,
right.
Like this one.
And now you've moved out west.
Yeah, I'm living in Galway now, actually. But, yeah, so that's where I'm kind of based at the moment, you know.
Right, okay. So, what, you know, do you do gigs or do you write in your bedroom alone? Or what do you do?
like everybody who starts in the bedroom. It takes a lot of courage to build up the courage to go out and start singing. But I was living in Dublin for a while and I started kind of going to Donoghue's Pub. And I remember I was with a friend, Brendan Kennelly, and we used to go to Kennedy's. It was just down the road from Donoghue's, and we'd be have a couple of pints to pluck up the courage into Donoghue's with us, and we'd start there. And so, yeah, just built it up. And then I started getting into the writing. My sister was a teacher in Dinard. She was a principal, but she died kind of a few years ago. And it kind of spurred me on with the songwriting, kind of to dig deeper. And I think I feel she gave me the gift of music. A lot of people would know Gemma Hanlon was her married name, you know, principal in Dinard, you know. But she was a great woman, you know. But she gave me the gift, I feel, of music, of the writing.
And what do you write about?
I write about, I suppose, things that touch the heart, really, as much as I can. I kind of, I don't know, I can't, although I do write witty ones as well, bit of crack, like, and life's experiences, I suppose. And if I see something or I might hear something in a conversation, it kind of gives me a spur, like, to kind of write something.
You get inspired.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. But then they say don't wait for the inspiration. Start writing and the inspiration will come. But sometimes it just comes, you're lucky you get the inspiration, but sometimes you can't be waiting around for it either.
Well, tell us about your encounter with Huckleberry Finn.
Huckleberry Finn, yeah. Well, that's actually about Declan, my brother, and myself when we were kids around Blessington. And it's kind of grown up, kind of, I suppose it was more carefree time in a way before the internet and all that. We didn't know much, we were quite innocent, but it was a lovely time, really, a special childhood, I suppose. There was kind of a few stories in the song about, like, my mother one day, she gave us seeds. Like, she went and got carrot seeds and cabbages and all that. And she came home and she says, if you go down and plant them in the garden and grow them, bring them back to me, I'll buy them off you when they're grown. So, and we thought this was a great deal because we didn't have to put any money in and we get money out, like. So off we went with our spades and everything and started digging anyway. And we started digging and we were getting deeper and deeper. And next thing we saw water and we thought we were getting into China. Like, we thought we were going through the earth. That's a fact. It's like the innocence of childhood in a way, you know. That's just one of the stories, you know. But we used to be going around the lakes, kind of, you know, fishing and bits of all sorts of messing around, you know. Just exploring, adventure, kind of. I suppose that's where the Huckleberry Finn thing comes from. It's about the adventure. But it's also about, the last verse now is a bit, it's kind of about, like, when we get older, sometimes we forget that, the spirit of adventure. And it's kind of like saying, it's kind of a bit of a wake-up call. We need to kind of cop on and kind of, get taking life too serious and talk to each other and have the fun again.
Right. Well, play. With that sentiment, let's hear from Mick Brown and this song, Huckleberry Finn and Me. And Mick, of course, the singer-songwriter from Blessington.
The wind blew through the dapple trees, bringing fortune unto me, bringing back those carefree days when brothers roamed so free, skimming pebbles out across the lake, colours yellow, brown and green, sandwiches, flasks and fishing line, Huckleberry Finn and me. Down the country lanes and byways, we'd ramble outside time, chasing golden rainbows down the back roads of the mine, digging for treasure till we found the China Sea. Two small boys with grown-up spades, Huckleberry Finn and me. Country roadway, a journey fit for kings. Every ditch was ours to take, every blooming thing. Finding apples in O'Leary's field, the evening colored in the day. Seeking out the unworn paths where we could steal away. But time, it waits for no one, and we never take the time to sing and dance and race and run like small boys in the sun. I watch the walls between us grow where once they seemed so low. One more time we'll hop the wall, Huckleberry Finn and me. We were the stars, you're the six gun just like Jesse James. I was crazy horse, scraps of maps and treasure in our treehouse hide away. Never thought we'd grow up, Huckleberry Finn and me. Never thought we'd grow up, Huckleberry Finn and me.
That's lovely, Mick. Mick Brown there.
Thanks, Declan.
Very good. So where can people find more about you?
The moment, the song is not out now till there's a special preview, you know, for the Wicklow audience and the East Coast audience. But it's out on the 4th, Friday the 4th. But mickbrownfolksinger.com is the website, so everything will be up there.
Very good.
And I'm on Facebook and Instagram, Mick Brown Folk Singer as well.
Okay, well, next time you're around, call in, won't you?
I will, I'd love to, yeah. Thanks a million. I have an EP coming out in the autumn, so it'd be great to catch up with you again for that.
You're welcome. Okay. Mick Brown, and he'll be with us again when the EP comes out.